When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, guys? Long time no talk. Buck Rising here with you. If you're new to the program, that's my name. I cover the Tennessee Titans. Used to for ESPN 102.5 The Game. If you've been paying attention anywhere on Twitter and you follow that particular local professional football team, then you know I quit the radio station. I'm now a member of A2C Sports, and I'm happy to be presenting to you the first episode of the 615 Sessions with myself, Buck Rising. It will be with you every Tuesday and Thursday in this very podcast feed. And we're going to do some things differently. We're going to keep some of the old stuff, but we've got a lot of new ideas, a lot of new content, a lot of different approaches that we're going to take with this new project that I've got going here, along with A to Z Sports Primetime, which will be debuting in July once training camp gets underway. Obviously, if you're here, you're probably somebody who was listening to Tackling Music City beforehand. And if you're new, you're somebody who's familiar with Austin Stanley and Zach Bingham, who host the weekday, streaming Periscope Facebook Live on-demand Nashville sports talk show that is the cornerstone of this new project, or this project, not this project, this company that is A to Z Sports, something that I'm very happy to be a part of and happy to be helping to grow with this new content that we're going to provide for you. So I have rambled entirely too long. We're going to talk about the NFL schedule release, about how it is that people handle these things on Twitter and why people get so damn butthurt about reporters doing their jobs when it comes to the schedule release and the breaking of news and information getting to you faster than it normally would. I feel like that's what people should be about. We're going to talk about what it means for the Titans, how the schedule shapes up, what exactly went down with the NFL and how they handled the last six games of Tennessee's 2019 slate. I find it to be hugely problematic. If you're a Titans fan, but from a football fan perspective, if you're a football fan without a rooting interest, you're going to love 2019 here in Nashville because it is littered with stars from across the league and stud opponents that the Tennessee Titans will be facing in 2019. We're going to talk about all of that, and you know we'll look at some of the big games on the schedule as a whole in 2019 for the NFL, things that I'm looking forward to that were just recently released to us. Before we do all of that, I want to spend a little time talking about the 615 Sessions with you guys, because this is going to be a new project. This is something that's intensely personal to me. If you guys have been listening to this for a while, you know I'm intensely self-involved, but I'm aware. I know what I am. I know what kind of sports talk radio gas bag that I am. And I think that makes me a little more self-deprecating, a little more liable to make things in sports fun, while also acknowledging that it's been 2 weeks since I've had a damn microphone in front of my face, and I've been losing my mind, and that's because I've begun this awful, awful descent into the gutters of sports talk that makes me feel like my opinions need to be heard on certain subjects. 615 Sessions is going to be a project that is NFL heavy, Titans heavy, because that's my job. I cover the Titans on a day-to-day basis. I'm going to be giving you the best coverage, be it audio, podcast. My roots are in sports talk radio, and now I've traversed onto the internet into uncharted territories. Thankfully, I have Austin, Zach, guys like Luke Worsham, who have been with the company for some time to help me navigate this thing, because I am wildly incompetent when it comes to technology, and now they're telling me, hey, you can do all of this, but it's going to be on the internet, and we're going to tell you how to position it better and we're going to tell you how to get the most people involved with what you're trying to do. And that's what I want. What I wanted is a community. What I wanted is something that you, as the audience, can attach yourselves to, because this is your team, this is your show, and what we are doing is for you, the audience. Everything that we do is for you, but what I want to try and do is give you something different, give you something that you cannot, that you have not had in Nashville Sports Talk, and I think we're going to accomplish that with the 615 sessions. Because now that I'm out and wild and loose on the internet, free to stumble about and not worry about FCC violations and things that may have caused me problems in a previous life in terms of how loud I am on social media, because I am loud. Self-admittedly, though. Again, the self-awareness. It keeps things light. It's going to be across local sports. We're going to have people that matter to you as Nashville sports fans. Like I said, because of my connections, NFL is going to be featured often. But the Nashville Predators, people who are involved with the Nashville Predators, people who matter to Nashville Predators fans, be they in sports themselves, be they from the team, be they, you know, people who you associate with Nashville who just happen to be sports fans. Because I've got a lot of friends who work in the music industry, as I'm sure we all do here in Nashville, but interesting characters from different walks of life, and we're going to bring it all into this beautiful mess that is going to be the 615 sessions, splash a little sports on it, and make sure that we keep things entertaining for you guys. But for this pilot episode, as I'm taping it guerrilla style in the home office, I promise you the audio quality is going to improve over the coming weeks as I become more familiar with the technology that I'm using. But for now, I figured it was best for us. If you're new from the A to Z Sports audience, we welcome you. If you're coming with us from Tackling Music City, I am so damn glad to have you guys, because you know how much I value you fighting with me in my Twitter mentions, because I love those Twitter sewers. And I'm in literally the world's Twitter sewer, which is the internet. I'm going to have a big time, especially once we get A to Z Sports Primetime up and running, and you guys can mother bleep me directly to my face in the comment section, and then watch my live reaction. Should be a good time. Don't make fun of my hair, though. That's the one thing. The hair is off limits. The hair is the entirety of my confidence. It's the only way that I get through the day, is if I'm having a bad hair day, or a good hair day. And if I'm having a bad hair day, my entire body language suffers. I'm a malcontent. I am the Jay Cutler of sports talk hosts, if I'm having a bad hair day. I just don't care. Anyway, we have a lot to discuss with the football team. We're going to get back to that in just a second. We'll take a quick break. We'll be with you on the other side here on the inaugural edition of the 615 Sessions as we get to know each other here on A to Z Sports and A to Z Sports Nashville.com. Back here on A to Z Sports, 615 Sessions, Buck Rising here with you. Check it out, the website, A to Z Sports Nashville.com. Talking NFL. That was awfully cheesy broadcaster voice. My God. You can tell that I've been away from a microphone too long when I immediately launch in to the vocal variation of my training, of my youth, of my sports talk radio background. But anyway, NFL schedule release. Titans got their schedule out. A lot of exciting stuff going on. Paul Kaharsky, paulkaharsky.com, 104.5 The Zone, midday 180. Of course, you are familiar with his work if you've been paying attention to the team. Paul got a hold of who the Titans open with in 2019. September 8th, they will be at Cleveland against the Browns, the new-look Browns, Jarvis Landry, Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr., the newly acquired wide receiver from the New York Giants. The Titans head face first into that buzzsaw, what is going to be an absolute hornet's nest in that stadium. I'm very excited to be up there for it, because it's going to be a phenomenal atmosphere. So Paul gets this nugget a couple hours before the news breaks, and we'll get into the depths of the NFL. Actually, you know what? We'll do that now. We'll talk about Paul later. Doesn't always have to be about Paul. Don't tell Paul that, but it doesn't always have to be about Paul. So, you look at the Titans' schedule. They are in a particularly precarious position for a team who has had three consecutive winning seasons now, 9-7 the past 3 years. That's the first time they've strung together three consecutive winning seasons in the history of the franchise. People forget that. But now they're stuck in this 9-7 muck like the rest of the league is, where it's middling and you're desperately just trying to get the extra lucky bounces or a call or two that will help propel you to an extra two wins or an extra win to get you to double digits and make your playoff contention more legitimate. You look at the Titans schedule. You have, we'll go through the list just for the sake of a segment that we like to call reading in the absence of sound effects that I'm accustomed to having, and that we will have sound bites, audio clips from practice, things of that nature as we get more settled in with for this particular podcast, 615 Sessions. So, we look at the schedule. At Browns, buzzsaw. Then you have the Colts at home, the triumphant return of Andrew Luck and his 11-0 record against your local professional football franchise. You go then September 19th to the Jags, September 29th at the Falcons, beautiful stadium. Much less welcoming is the former MVP quarterback in Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, the extraterrestrial, at wide receiver. You're home for the Bills at Broncos, home for the Chargers and the Buccaneers, at Panthers, home for the Chiefs, home for the Jags, at Indy, at Oakland, home for the Texans, home for the Saints, and then you finish the season on the road December 29th, again for the second time in 3 weeks, facing the Texans, this time in NRG Stadium. It's really, really tough when you look at this. Because of the quality of opponent, there's a ton of star power. There's a ton of legitimately fun football teams, teams that NFL fans will be excited to see. It should create, I think, hopefully, for God's sakes, a more exciting environment at Nissan Stadium for people to get more excitement around the team, to create a bigger buzz around Titans games. I know the players would love it. I know the coaching staff would appreciate it. I'm not a fan. I'm not a player. I don't care about how the team does, but for what it does for my ratings and my clicks, because that's how we vultures work. I don't care about it, but my game day, my work environment is much more fun when there's a lot of buzz in the football stadium. So I'm here for the quality opponents that will be visiting Nashville in 2019 between the Saints, the MVP, and Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. The Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota thing is always fun, if in fact Marcus Mariota is starting that game, because of course, health. But the thing that I take away from this schedule release most of all, because you'll have people who are going through, as soon as the schedule is released, we already have the opponents, it's just a matter of putting the dates to them when the NFL puts this stuff out in April. And you look at this, and you have people who are putting out instant analysis, instant win-loss projections, score totals for future games, that you have no earthly idea what at all is going to happen in the future. Because the NFL, I would argue, is the most predictable league we have in sports, for better or for worse. And so all of this the same with free agency, the same with draft, before these guys are on the field, it is the analysis of football prior to football being played. And that is a bad way to do this job. But we're sports talk radio vultures. Or we're sports talk media vultures. Or we're sports media vultures. I don't know what I am anymore. I just know I'm on the internet. And I know I'm still a vulture. And so we are looking at this and we're saying, okay, you break these down pragmatically. You take a deeper look rather than go for the instantaneous release of an article for the clicks. And as much as I love the clicks, you know, I'd legitimately like to do some analysis on this stuff. And you see that they have the Titans. They open with three of their first four games on the road. That you have the week one trip to Cleveland, which, as I mentioned, is a buzzsaw with Baker, Odell, and Jarvis. You've got your four four of your six requisite AFC South games, your divisional games, you've got four of them in the final six games of the season after you come back from your Week 11 bye. The two teams that break up those six games with the four divisional opponents are Antonio Brown and the Raiders, who may well have been blown up real good by the time you visit Oakland on December 8th. God knows what's going to happen there, but I look forward to watching it play out. And then also the Saints in Week 16, they will be here at Nissan Stadium. Those two teams will break up your stretch of four AFC South opponents or four AFC South games in the final 6 weeks. And I look at this and I think, okay, so we know the Titans are 9-7 perpetually. It's an improvement, but they're stuck spinning their wheels, it seems. So what do you have to do to get a jump on it? You look at the early part of the schedule, it's hard because you're on the road. Things should be helped by the fact that there will be continuity from Dean Pease. You hope more stability offensively, despite the change at offensive coordinator, because Arthur Smith is, as we have discussed ad nauseum, when there has been nothing else to talk about, Arthur Smith has been there for almost a decade, been there longer than Marcus Mariota, knows these guys as players inside and out, and is more than familiar with the play calling language of Matt LaFleur, and plans to keep schematically these fundamentals in place. So you hope for continuity there. Even still, road games are tough. At Browns, at Jags, at Falcons, all in the first month of the season. The middle of the schedule, if you're going to apply last year's results to 2019, which is foolish, you shouldn't do that, but this is what we have to work with. You look at a home game against the Bills, at the Broncos, with the mighty Joe Flacco, elite, if nothing else but his hair, elite, October 13th. The Chargers is a tough game. You saw what Phillip Rivers did to you early in that London game where he's just chucking all over your secondary because he's the best anticipatory thrower I've ever seen, and he has a decent offensive line now. So you fear that on October 20th. You have the Bucs game, you have the Panthers game, and then November 10th is where things begin to get difficult before your bye with the Chiefs, Jags, Colts, Chiefs before your bye. Then you return for your bye for Jags, Colts, Raiders, Texans, Saints, Texans again. Which, by the way, I don't know what the hell the NFL is doing with the two Texans games in 3 weeks. That just seems lazy. Like they forgot that. It just feels like they forgot to put the first Texans game in there, and so they'd already had the schedule made and said, you know what can we do? We'll just shove it in here at the end and call it a divisional game at the end of the season. Tag the first one on 2 weeks prior, and nobody will notice because it's the Titans, and we're only putting them on national television once in week three in Jacksonville for Thursday Night Football, so nobody will ever see them, and nobody will ever care. And that's what it feels like to me. I don't think that's how that actually happened. I'm certain the one primetime game is because the Titans, as a television product, are borderline horrendous. I don't know. It sets you up in a way that I think you should not be concerned of yet, but you should be staring at with skepticism. Not because of the difficult, we have no idea what these teams are going to look like. Football, again, changes so drastically from week to week, much less year to year, that we have no idea if the good teams from last year are going to stay good, if the bad teams from last year are going to do the worst of first things like teams like you've seen the Bears do and the Jags do in years past. There's always a few every season that make the flip from worst to first. So we have no idea what these teams are going to look like in 2019. But with these four AFC South games in the last just over a month remaining in the season in 2019, I just think it sets you up for such a minefield in terms of playoff implications, when you have so many games that matter to you in terms of conference, and much more importantly in terms of division, if you are theoretically in the hunt at that point in time. For all we know, the Titans could get eliminated long before then. There's no way of predicting what the 2019 or what any season is going to look like, just as there's no way of predicting draft order, despite Mel Kiper and Todd McShay making millions off of it as a career, when it's literally I don't understand how people get away with that. But regardless, I'm not making mock drafts yet, because I don't have to yet, because there's content, because it's football season. First week is cool. We're back. And so no mock drafts. I might put one out draft week just to troll people. But that's what we do. We troll people. That's why I'm a big fan of this internet thing. Really enjoying it. Really, really looking forward to fighting with yet more people who disagree with what I have to say. It's going to be a real pleasure. But the stretch of those games, as I digress, if you're sitting here on the say it's the 2017 season, and you've just returned home from that West Coast road trip that saw you be beaten by Blaine Gabbert and the Arizona Cardinals at the time. You left, I can't remember what their record was when they left for that West Coast road trip, but they dropped both games. They came home to Nashville in a very, very difficult position. Dropped, I believe, another game at home over the course, or another game just over the course of that stretch. Ended up 8-7 with the ability to beat the Jags and head to the playoffs, as well as some other match. They backed in the same way that the Bills backed in, not in the same way, but in the same vein as the Bills backing into the playoffs because Andy Dalton threw a Hail Mary that the Ravens blew in coverage that year in Week 17. Like, they needed help. They couldn't do it on their own. This 9-7 thing is in everybody's way in the NFL, if you're a competent professional football team. Like, I think the parity is such that most teams are 9-7. The transcendent talent at quarterback position is often what puts teams over the top, or a rookie quarterback contract with a mauling defense such as Denver or Seattle. We've seen them do in years past. I just think the NFL didn't do you any favors here. I think the NFL told you that you are a ratings nightmare by giving you one primetime football game after having just a bevy of them. They gave you all the chances they could in 2018 between the London game and the Saturday game and Sunday Night Football Week 17 and two Monday night games against the Cowboys, for God's sakes. And you couldn't even help the Cowboys. Or you couldn't even post impressive numbers playing the Cowboys, America's team, for God's sakes. Because the Tennessee Titans just don't draw that kind of crowd. Is what it is. This is a business at the end of the day. And what they are telling you quantifiably is your team is boring to watch. And so they're not going to subject the national audience to that. They're just going to subject me to that for 16 Sundays, and I very much look forward to it, because we're back, baby. I mean, we're in the full swing of things. Like, I'm sitting here doing schedule talk, for God's sakes. You can tell how desperate I am to be back at work, to be back talking about football, to be back talking about sports, and to be back, or not back doing, back by no one's demand but our own, but back here for this first edition, this guerrilla episode of the 615 Sessions. I just wanted to go over a few things with you. Wanted to get to know some of the new people who are going to be hanging out with us. Make sure that the people who have been clamoring for us to come back, and I really do appreciate you guys who were so kind to me and congratulating me on the jump into the void, and one that I'm telling you I couldn't be happier about. This is legitimately thrilling for me, the way that we're going to be able to do some of this stuff. And as soon as I learn how to do it better in terms of the technological aspect, this is going to be a much better product. But we're still going to get all kinds of great interviews. You're still going to get an access-driven experience for your professional football team because of my day-to-day involvement. And hopefully, we'll be able to shed some light and gain some insight into the people who you care about historically who matter to Nashville sports. But the next time I talk to you guys, it's going to be draft week. It's going to be Tuesday of draft week. And we are going to have many, many guests, many, many experts, many former football players, many former Titans. We're going to cram as many interviews, as well as some of my friends who will be along to guest co-host that we haven't been able to have be a part of the show because of, you know, business conflicts, or not business conflicts, but employer conflicts that we no longer have. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you're going to get to know some interesting people. And hopefully, you're going to enjoy your time with me. Because I enjoy my time with you. I'm certainly happy to be back and to be in the swing of football season. To be back in that miserable little writer's room in St. Thomas Sports Park next to dear Teresa Walker and her microwave mashed potatoes. And Teron breaking down film and making us all feel dumber about the sport as if we needed any help with that already. But that is going to do it for this edition of the 615 Sessions. Many thanks to you guys for hanging out. Let me remind you to rate, review, and subscribe wherever it is that you're getting your podcasts. If you're listening to this and you're from Tackling Music City, it's still the same feed. All you got to do is share it with your friends. Let people know how great this community is, how much fun we're going to have. Hopefully they'll excuse the audio quality of this particular episode because of my incompetence, but we will improve week by week, show by show. Every Tuesday and Thursday is when we will be coming to your podcast feeds. I know some of you have been clamoring for Derek Mason to appear on the 615 Sessions. That will be happening. We have D-Mace and I have discussed. We have entered negotiations. Hopefully our representation will come to terms, and Derek Mason will make a debut, or an appearance, at least. It's my debut, for God's sakes. I can't let Derek have a debut before I have a debut. This is my debut, and this is the 615 Sessions, and we're happy to be doing it with you. I'll be back with you in your feeds on Tuesday. Until then, stay hot, Nashville. This is Buck Rising signing off for A to Z Sports and A to Z Sports Nashville.com.